Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple's chip manufacturing partner TSMC is expected to begin volume production of 3-nanometer chips during the fourth quarter of 2022. The new report comes from DigiTimes, and it suggests that we could see 3-nanometer chips in Apple products as soon as 2023. The report indicates that TSMC has started so-called pilot production of 3-nanometer chips, with volume production currently being scheduled for Q4 of 2022. Apple's goal of using 3-nanometer chips in the Mac, the iPhone, and the iPad was first detailed in a report from The Information last month. For context, the A15 chip and the M1, M1 Pro, and M1 Max chips are all fabricated using a 5-nanometer process. Using a smaller 3-nanometer fabrication process will allow Apple to make significant gains in both performance and efficiency without increasing the size of the chips themselves. The changeover is expected to begin with the iPhone and the Mac in 2023. Despite some earlier rumors suggesting the iPhone 14 in 2022 could feature a 3-nanometer chip. Reports indicate that Apple's roadmap says it will continue to easily outperform Intel's future processors for consumer PCs because it's so much further ahead in the transition to 3-nanometer hardware. But it's also important to keep in mind that plans may change between now and 2023. TSMC has reportedly faced some challenges in its transition to 3-nanometer production, so delays are not out of the question. But regardless, if everything goes according to plan, we could see the first 3-nanometer iPhone and Mac hardware with significant performance and efficiency improvements sometime in 2023. In other news today, Apple has lost a senior member of its autonomous electric car team to a startup focused on electric aviation. Michael Schwickitz joined the Apple Car team originally from Tesla back in 2019, but is now leaving the company to work for Archer. This is the latest in a sort of revolving door situation surrounding Apple's years-long effort to build an electric car. Schwickitz's departure was first reported by CNBC, who noted that they will now serve as the Senior Vice President of Engineering for the electric aviation company Archer. Prior to working at Apple on its secretive EV project, codenamed Project Titan, Schwickitz served as VP of Engineering at Tesla and oversaw powertrain development, including work on the Tesla Roadster, the Semi, and now what's known as the Cybertruck. And this is only the latest departure to affect Project Titan. 3 months ago, Apple saw key player Doug Field leave Project Titan for Ford. Field originally left Apple to work for Tesla before returning to serve as a VP in Apple's Special Projects Group. It was then reported that Kevin Lynch would be taking over the lead role of the Apple Car project. Lynch worked at Adobe, then joined Apple to lead the technology team for the Apple Car. As it stands today, the purported goal of the Apple Car project is to produce an Apple-branded electric vehicle with full self-driving capabilities, with a target date as early as 2025. Rounding out today, Apple is reportedly telling suppliers that it does not expect iPhone 13 sales to pick up for the holidays and beyond, due in large part to ongoing supply shortages and chip shortages. Apple is currently limited by how many iPhones can be assembled with available parts and not demand, but Bloomberg reports that Apple doesn't expect customers experiencing long wait times to maintain interest when supply picks up. So therefore, Apple has reportedly told its component suppliers that demand for the iPhone 13 is weakening, suggesting that some customers have decided against trying to purchase the hard-to-find item. Apple's original hope was to make up for its shortfall in supply next year, when industry-wide shortages were improved. But Apple now is telling its suppliers that those orders may not materialize because shoppers might lose interest. Bloomberg had previously reported that Apple had already cut its iPhone 13 production plans by about 10 million units, again because of ongoing chip shortages. And of course, it's important to remember that all of this is happening in the midst of Apple's incredibly important holiday shopping season, so it remains to be seen just how broad the effect will be on Apple's business. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.